So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Al Eilu Mumin Sheikhtin Es HaBachar, Upsuli HaMagdash Niftin Alein. All the blemishes mentioned in the earlier Mishnahis in this parak are considered complete Mumin, and that a Bachar may be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, and a carbon can be redeemed from its Kedusha. Ve'elu She'ein Sheikhtin Alein, Loi BeMikdash V'Loi BeMedina, and the following blemishes are considered only partial Mumin, and that they disqualify the Bachar from being brought as a carbon, but they do not permit it to be shechted and eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. Chavavar V'Hamayim She'ein Kavun. If the animal has white speckles or water in the eye that are not permanent, or v'chutin ha'panimia shenifkemu avaloi shenekru, the back gums were notched but not uprooted, or uval garv, uval yavelis, uval chazazas, an animal has boils or warts. The Gemara in the previous daf already discussed the distinctive halachas of yavelis, and the Gemara now discusses garv v'chazazas. Our Mishnah holds in shechtin alein lebe mikdash v'lebe medina. Garv v'chazazas are considered only partial moment. The carbon is disqualified, but there is no heter shechit b'medina. And the Gemara asks, from the pasuk that states, a garv ayalefis, garv zuhacheres, a boil that is hard as shards, and yalefis zuhazazis hamitris, the deadly boils that were inflicted upon the Egyptians during Makashchin. Apparently, garv ayalefis are complete mumen and should accomplish even heter shchita. And the Gemara answers as follows, chazazis hachazazis loy kasha, kama chazazis hamitris, kama chazazis de alma. There are two types of chazazis. The pasuk refers to the more severe boils, as in Egypt, which is a complete mum, while our Mishnah refers to ordinary chazazas, which is only a partial mum. And garva garv nami lekasha, tlasahava, there are three types of garv. The pasuk refers to yavish beimim b'fnim beimim b'chutz, a garv that is dry on both the inside and outside, which is considered a complete mum, because yavish lemitasi, the dryness prevents healing. The mitzrayim, yavish mebifnim b'lach mebachutz, the garv in Egypt was dry on the inside but moist on the outside, and this is also considered a complete mum because the dryness prevents healing. While our Mishnah refers to lach mebachutz o mebifnim, a garb that is moist on both the outside and inside. This is not considered a complete mum because the moisture promotes healing, however it is considered a partial mum to disqualify the carbon. The Mishnah continues, zakin b'chelu mezum. A carbon that is old, sick, or foul-smelling is possible because the pasuk in Parashat Beikra states, v'im natsayin karbonai, minakvasim oy min ho'izim. The exclusive word min is repeated three times to exclude prat lezakin u'lechelu u'lemezum. And v'shnevde by avera v'shehemes adam al pi eirechad oy al pi abalam. A carbon that was involved in an avera with a person or killed a person, but only one witness or the owner testified, but not two edim. The Gemara points out that if there were two edim, shnei edim, two witnesses, b'nei ketolaninu, these animals would be stoned. But since these acts were witnessed only al pi eirechad oy al pi abalam, they're mutter lehedyet and only us legvoya. They're possible to be brought as a carbon because the pasuk states, "Adam ki Yaakov mekim carbon laHashem min abehema min abakar min atzayin." The exclusive word "min" is repeated three times, plus the vav is considered as if it was written a fourth time to exclude reveya v'nirva, an animal that was involved in aver with a person; ves haneved, an animal that was worshipped as an avodah zarah; ves hamukta, an animal that was designated to be worshipped as an avodah zarah; ves hanegach, an animal gored and killed a person. The Mishnah concludes with a three-way machlekes regarding androgynous. A bechor that has the simanim of both genders. The Tanna Kamma holds tumtum androgynous lebe mikdash lebe medina. A tumtum whose simanim are concealed and therefore his gender is unknown, or an androgynous that has simanim of both genders, is considered a partial mum. Therefore, the bechor is disqualified for a carbon, but it may not be shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. Bishmal holds in lachamum gudel mizah. Androgynous is considered a complete mum, and therefore it is shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, but gizav avoda, sharing and work, is forbidden. The Chacham hold, Ein Bechor, Ela Nigziz V'Nevet. An androgynous does not have Kedushas Bechor at all, and therefore even Giz V'Avoid is permitted. The Gemara first discusses the Tanna Kamma's opinion. Tum de Badrogynous B'Migdash Loi, Dilma Nekevehi. B'Medina Loi, Dilma Zachuhu V'Les B'Muma. A Tumtum and androgynous are disqualified from being brought as a carbon because they're possibly female and not a Bechor. But they may not be Shechted B'Medina either because they're possibly male, a Bechor without a Mum. However, the Gemara asks, regarding an androgynous, Nehi de Zachahu, Tasa Nekevis Charetz V'Yishchat Allah. Even androgynous is considered a possible Bechor Zachar, the Simani Nekevis should be considered a cut, which is a mum, as the Pasuk states, Oy Charetz, and therefore it should be permitted to be Shechted B'Medina. However, the Gemara asks, regarding an androgynous, Nehi de Zachahu, Tasa Nakvis Charetz V'Yishchat Allah. Even if androgynous is considered possible Bechor Zachar, the Simani Nekevis should be considered a cut, which is a mum, as the Pasuk states, Oy Charetz, and therefore it should be permitted to be Shechted B'Medina. The Gemara answers that Simani Nekevis cannot be considered a mum, because only Charetz B'Mokum Etzem have a mum. A cut in the bone is a mum, but Charetz B'Mokum Basur will have a mum, a cut in the flesh is not a mum. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Shmuel's opinion regarding androgynous in the Chamum Godel Mizah. An androgynous may be shechted b'medina because even if it is a bechor zachar, the siman in the cave is considered a charetz, which is a mum, because Rabbi Shmuel holds charetz b'mokum basar have a mumah. The Gemara inquires in Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Mifshit pshitalei, andregnis b'char hu umuma imay. Does he disagree with the Tanna Kamma completely? And he holds that andregnis is a definite b'char zachar, albeit with a mum? Or sefukim misafkele. Shmuel agrees that andregnis is a questionable b'char zachar, and possibly in the keva. But he disagrees and holds that the simon in the keva is considered a mum. And the distinction lies in the following two halachas. L'milka leo mishum gizav avayda, where the one who does work and shears a b'char andregnis gets malkas. And lemeis v'le kain, whether the owner is obligated to give a b'char andregnis to a kain. If an andregnis is a vada b'char zachar loik alau, or by lemeis v'le kain, one does get malkas for gizav avayda and must give it to the kain. If an andregnis is only a suffix b'char zachar ain loik alau, v'le by lemeis v'le kain, one does not get malkas and they need not give it to the kain, rather the owner keeps it. And the Gemara does not resolve this question.